Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Still pretty cloudy here. I mean, we're expecting a heat wave over the weekend. Although, like you said earlier, there hasn't been that much. It was warmer yesterday. It was a pleasant day. But it hasn't, I haven't seen any sign of it yet. Sunday supposed to be the really hot day.
It's yesterday was beautiful.
Lovely
where
day,
I live.
Yeah.
I was perfect. So, and I'm looking forward to another nice day as the sun has now broken through and it's blue skies overhead and looks great. Shiny, nice day out there. So
gonna
I'm
going
to
go jump in the water.
You know, I don't know how today is going to go. We're waiting on a particular person, whether or not they will show. So I'm kind of hanging on whether or not that person will come out and try to do some work for us. We'll see. After that, yes, I'd like to go jump in the ocean. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. We love when you guys contribute, and we read them all, and hopefully you'll get to hear yours now. Speaking of my appliance. Hey, Vinny, my friend is an appliance repair person. I told him about your struggle. He laughed and said, yeah, plenty of folks tell their clients they're busy when it comes to refrigerators. They suck to fix, and 9 out of 10 times, you just have to replace the whole thing. Sorry, Vinny. Appreciate you being on air through all this chaos. Having you guys still on air really helps me, and so many have some normalcy during these weird times. Love, Morgan.
Well, thanks for writing in, Morgan.
Thanks,
with
Morgan.
All your wonderful news.
Yeah, I mean, I'll buy a new fridge if that's what it comes to. What I wanted someone to tell me was that. Like, if the guy says, hey, yeah, you just should replace it, then that's what I'll do.
Right.
Well, I can't charge you if you replace it.
Well, I understand, but I
got to try everything first.
I'm caught in the middle. How's your delay today, Sarah?
How is my delay, you guys?
It started out bad.
Good. How about right now?
Oh, that looks
perfect.
Hold on.
Oh, great. All right.
Yeah, great.
Perfect.
Okay, great. Phew. Because, yeah, we had a little rough start this morning. Boy, the further we get away from that, the more I'm like, oh, why do I have to spend all day online with engineers? Right, Bren?
Right.
Let's go do something else, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Good morning, Alice family. Hope you get the broadcast working today. Just curious what Nicole DeJesus, DeJesus's college degree is in. Broadcasting? Communications?
Communication.
All right.
Yeah. St. Mary's. Woo.
St. Mary's. She's got a degree in being a go-getter and managing to pull some pretty hairball things. I mean, we threw her to the wolves when this whole thing started.
Oh, I like that title better. Degree of go-getter than communication.
Yeah, there you go. She's got a degree in getting, going and getting.
She's doing a great job and she's learning.
Nicole.
Under
Thank
fire.
You.
As we said, we had a rough start this morning and people say, this whole bit's awesome. Keep it going, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real funny. You.
Sure. No. That probably was a little late.
I'm satisfied with that delay.
Four-day weekend. When are you guys off? We're just off Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yeah. We took one extra day. We had a lot of vacation to burn. We didn't take any the first half of the year because all of a sudden we were in lockdown and it was like, well, why would I, you know, we just thought everything would open back up and why would we burn our vacation days when we can't go anywhere? Turns out, no. Just burn them.
415 says, bleep Big Brother, bleep reality TV. I'm turning you off.
All right,
take it easy.
I mean,
God,
don't have to get so upset about it. I'm sorry you're having a bad day. You know what show my like, I think there were promos for it during Big Brother, and we had set the DVR to tape more because of the last 2 weeks, the Democratic convention and then the Republican convention. So we had like an extra hour of recording going on after Big Brother. And there's this show called Love Island.
Oh, the promotions for it are endless. And the song they play, I think, is it, who's that song by? Do you know, Bryn? I think it's Bruno Mars.
I'm not sure about this commercial. Let me look it up.
So this Love Island thing, it has become a thing at my house. Like they, so as I'm going to bed, you know, Sunday night or whatever.
Oh, everyone gathers around for the show, the real entertainment.
Well, they because there was that extra hour, they got sucked into this show, and now they act out scenes from it, and it's, I mean, you can hear them laughing. Like, I'm afraid to sit down and watch it because I'm like, I don't need another show to get sucked into. And plus, I'm enjoying the reenactment so much because they're like, oh, mom, you had to have seen this one thing because this guy, he just can't stop. He's like touching the girl and she's, you know, her body language is get away. It's like this, dad, do it. And then dad's acting out the guy and Riley's playing the girl. And oh, my God, we were in hysterics yesterday. And they're like, oh, I said, oh, so it's just a dumb show. They go, yeah, it's dumb, but we're watching it. They're in. They're full. They're
classic.
Those two are in.
That's great.
Oh. I guess.
Quite a few commercials, but I'm not sure which one. They don't really have a song that's recognizable. It's a bunch of like.
Oh, the ad for it is.
Maybe you can sing the song for us, and I can look.
It's it up. You know what, I can't. But the song's infectious, and they do a good job marketing it. It's young, hot people who say they're looking for love and relationships, but it's clear that's not what they're up to. So okay.
They also said they've never seen so many grown men cry.
Really?
Like, as they say goodbye to the other grown men who are being kicked out of the house.
Oh, geez.
Off the island, whatever it is. Love Island, I don't know. It just, it's so funny.
We were talking about the Black Panther movie and how that young man at 43 passed away from colon cancer. I can't think of his name right now.
Chadwick Boseman.
Right. King T'Challa and Killmonger are cousins. Their fathers were brothers.
Ah.
So okay. We were trying to figure that out because I suggested that, you know, some people are saying that movie should never, you know, that role should never be recast. Mm-hmm. That's an important role. Apparently, that's why he's important. One of the reasons why he's so important to people was he was their first authentic Black superhero.
Yep.
You know, so I think that you do have to keep that and recast that. And I was suggesting that it should be the guy, the bad guy from the first movie. And I don't think they should even try and explain it. He should just be Black Panther when they do the next movie.
Well, it would work because his other character, maybe they could change his appearance slightly because the other character, the bad guy, died. Isn't that what Nicole spoiled for us this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Aww. Yeah. Aww. Oh, my God. All my friends are saying they love Love Island. Furry is saying, I love Love Island. Jane writes, pretty much, you know, Jane, you're playing a game. Pretty much every English artist I'm obsessed with is obsessed with Love Island. Bands are always posting when their music is on there and other gossipy stuff about it.
Who? Jane said that?
Yeah. Hey, Jane, do you know who is the artist that's being used in the ads for it? I asked my questions to, I don't want to type it, you know.
Right. The way you asked it was like you were asking Siri or something. You were like,
yeah,
Google.
I'm asking, hey, Jane. She's my Siri.
Air fryers are great for keto. I use it to make chicken wings. Are you guys still on keto?
No.
Thank God. Oh, good for you.
We had a big fish fry last night. If we were on keto, we would have just been able to have the fish only. And none of the delicious panko breading. Ooh.
Oh. Oh. I absolutely love my air fryer. It toasts, dehydrates, proofs dough, bakes Cuisinart. We use it almost daily. Wow. And chicken is the best. All right. Well, you know, that was just a New York Times, what was that, a tech blog.
Right.
Saying
things
these are
you
things
don't need.
That don't work, but, you know, whatever. Here's another one. Apple chargers are better than the knockoffs for Apple products. Fact. Oh. Okay. I just
love Apple.
I have so many from the stuff I bought that still have been lying around for years that
right.
I can't even imagine needing another one. Uh, let me just try and skip to another subject if I could. Recently, we went camping near Truckee a few weeks ago, and I was the only one in a tent. Everyone else had a camper or RV. Times have definitely changed for sure. Other people wrote, 707 says, we camp in the wilderness where there's no Wi-Fi, cell service, or internet. We have only our phones for cameras. All right.
Well, you know, some people are harder core than other people. Other people are just like, let's change the scenery around here. Let's look at trees. And that's also fine. However you enjoy it.
Yeah,
enjoy
whatever works. I do like seeing a pushback where you see people saying, I'm aware of how much screen time we're getting. Let's do less. You know, it doesn't mean that you're not watching TV. It just means you're doing less than that being your fallback every moment that you're free.
Right.
And the same with the camping thing. I can see why you'd pull it out. I also can see why you'd say, nah, that's what we do all the time. Here's another one, 415. When we go camping, nighttime activity is playing backgammon or cards, no movies.
Yeah, that's nice. And that works for some people, and for other people, you know, their kids are annoying. Give them a movie.
Right.
It's grown-up time. I'm done being your mom. It's 8 p.m.
Bum, 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 ba-dum.
Was said many times in my house over the years. I'm done with you. Spent the whole day with you.
Hey, Vinny, can you please sing the very end of Happy Birthday to Me? I'm turning 54 today and love you guys so much. Longtime listener, Tracy.
Oh, Tracy.
Happy birthday to you. Way to go, Tracy.
There you go.
Way Tracy. To stay alive during a pandemic. Good job. Another birthday. Another, what do they call that? Another spin around the sun or something like
another
that.
Another turn around the sun.
Let's see here. GPS, yes. There. But if in a remote area, download the maps because satellites will be won't be available if you lose cell coverage. Yeah, I mean, that is, it's for real. There are so many stories I see, hear, read about, have heard, been told by friends. You get out there, you're taking turns, you're not paying attention while you're mountain biking,
right.
And the next thing you know, hey, there's Cameron.
Yeah, there's little Diamond.
Yeah, I didn't lock my door. Here's the mistake I made.
Well, she's just sitting. She's happy.
Good for her.
Say good morning. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, honey.
Say good morning.
Have her sing the Moana song.
Oh, no. That's
classic.
You know how things are when they're under pressure.
You could ask
she doesn't know from pressure. She has no idea where she is.
Well, when you ask
just start
for
singing
it, like,
the song.
On
and
demand.
See, don't ask. Just sing.
Oh, God.
Just sing.
Just continue your text. Let me see if I can choose
something.
Right,
he'll
get
it.
It's okay, Sarah. I had naked parents too. I'm 48. I think it's a generational thing. There's still naked people.
There are still naked people, and my parents are also still naked people. Like, it is surprising because you go a few years without seeing naked people, and then you're at their house, and your mom is just drops all her stuff right in front of you. Does she change? Oh my God. Oh boy. Haven't seen that for a while, Mom. Looking good.
I bet that LA looks great.
Yep. Paradise. Living in paradise is doing her good.
Let's see here. 650 says, I don't think it was about money. I'm also boycotting.
Tell him how far I go. No. Everybody in the song. Oh my God. Roll on the silent. So maybe I can roll with mine.
She's like, yeah. Oh my God, that's so cute.
Oh, she's funny.
The best part is like Bryn, the ass eating grin on his face as he's like kind of trying to get her to sing along with it.
Good job, Cameron. Oh. Amazing work.
That was so cute.
Hey, this texter is saying that Tom Bergeron and what's the other Aaron Andrews. They say they don't think it was about money, and they're also boycotting. And they say, you don't think Tyra Banks demands a big paycheck? So I don't know what that's about. I don't know why they would just fire the people who'd been hosting it all this time. Hmm. I have no idea.
That's a risk.
This is like our little interlude. Oh, good goodness. Okay. Oh, something happened.
Oh, she's just hitting the mic.
Oh. Anytime you can hear the Moana song, I mean, that's...
Sarah and Nicole, you're always looking for fun reading material. I suggest any or all of the books by Walter Mowers.
Oh, Walter Mowers.
M-O-E-R-S. Mowers? I don't know.
What are they about? Does it say?
Doesn't say.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up. We're both typing away. Fun book to read.
A lot of people wrote in that Nancy was set up. Others say, hypocrites. Democrats make excuses when they do something wrong, but are happy to point. That's all politicians, by the way.
Right.
I'm jumping in there and just saying that's both sides are hypocrites. They both do that.
These look like kid books.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. They look like
cartoon drawings of giant. Looks like a giant blue bear,
yeah,
and then there's
cat.
Like, yeah.
All right, I'll read those to my kids.
Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't read.
Oh, is it dirty? Are these dirty?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
What's wrong with
one of these titles? Read it. Just say it. It's the title of a book.
Oh, well, and get your hand on the dub button too at the same time as you read it if you're
little
questioning
ass.
It.
Little ass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like
okay.
A donkey?
Must be.
Yeah. I
mean, these
it.
Are all like kind of animal things.
Yeah.
The City of Dreaming Books, the Alchemaster's Apprentice, Captain Blue Bear. Okay.
Let me read this one real quick. Vinny, you seem to have bad luck finding good people to hire to help you with things. Have you ever used the Nextdoor app to get recommendations? The truth is, if I can answer that, 707, I actually have had great luck. I have really good people in my life. But during the pandemic, we've had a couple emergencies. The locksmith I hired was in a pinch. We're talking about like
You're being evacuated.
Our house key was gone. We're being evacuated and we need someone to come change the locks. And most guys were like, no, A, your area is being evacuated and B, I'm busy. And so we got who we got. And that was just the way that went. And the other thing with the fridge, look, first of all, now I'm hearing guys don't want to do fridges at all in the first place. But I'm also, it turns out appliance people repair is a big business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that I normally need. But right now I need our fridge and we may have to buy a new one. And unfortunately, even that'll take 3 to 4 weeks.
At least.
So it's a trip. But I set up appointments and meet people and I check their work and then check their references. And then I pick the best one.
Sounds so old timey.
I know. It's crazy, right? Let me see if there's anything else we got to do before we... you were mentioning various beach restrictions. I live in Alameda. Hi, Jane. And want East Bay listeners to know that our beach is open for business.
Mm.
The restrooms have also been reopened. Yeah, that we just talked about Alameda being one of the worst counties.
Yeah, okay.
That's not something you want to advertise,
thanks
but all
for
right.
telling us.
Everybody go to Alameda.
No.
Well, that's what they're saying. They say, hey, Alameda, and hi, Jane.
But you just said, don't go.
Well,
you said Alameda
County.
People
get the flu again all the time. Oh, someone wrote in and said, there's only a few days of you being not... Look, this is again with the information about this COVID stuff. You're only... let me see here. I can't find the actual one that in a timely manner, and we're literally out of time. But I do want to say they said you're only good after like 40 days. You can catch the coronavirus again.
because then the antibodies are out.
I guess so. So that's one person's text. Like I said, I'm not going to play games with it. If I were to get it, I would absolutely continue to shelter in place and keep my mask on until we've got some kind of vaccine. And that's all for sports. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. If you are a Big Brother fan, hooray, there's a show on tonight. If you're not, don't worry. We don't talk about it that much. Not that
right.
much. You know, we try to take it easy.
Also, there's more basketball on tonight, which has been really fun. It's so nice to have the play. It's very different. There's no fans. And there's no home court, even though they say this is the, you know,
a home game for this team.
Right. But so anyway, I'm enjoying that. I'll watch Big Brother, get some sleep, and wake up on a Friday.
Woohoo! And hopefully, listen, my sincere hopes for your fridge problem to leave your life today.
Yeah, thank you
That's
so
what
much.
I mean, listen, I
hope that me mentioning this on the air doesn't sound like me being a whiner. We're just getting through it. And that's all I'm trying to do. And so we're dealing with it. And, you know, that way worse things could happen. Like we could catch COVID and also have a bad fridge.
That's right. So. Yep. There's all kinds of stuff. So hopefully none of that happens to any of you people out there. And you're all free to join us back here tomorrow. Don't forget that Alice is on 24/7. Jane's coming up at 3 o'clock. She's in the middle of just preparing the most amazing afternoon show you've ever heard. And we'll check you back here on Friday morning.
Thank you.
Sarah. And Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.